yeah, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 29th of September, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? You
know, trick-arinos and everything.
For a Tewsbury.
For a Tewsbury and all that it is, yeah. Our favourite day of the weekend, of course, as ever.
We love a good Tewsbury.
Right slap bang in the middle of the crack. That's what a Tuesday is.
Anyway, folks, morning to you. Hopefully you're in good form. 087-188-0008 as always. If you want to say hi, lots of people already on, I see there. I see Northside Tony. I see Security Derek there. There's Dave in Cork, who is on his way to Cavan at the moment and is just passing through the sketchy roads of Newtown Shandrum. Yeah, so safe on those roads, Dave.
You look after yourself.
They are sketchy. You can ask Dan 2.0 about that, you know.
Very sketchy. And it's coming into sketchy time of year for it sketchy is. Types of roads.
It is that indeed. Margaret, I see there as well. And also JP is on.
Go on, too. That.
Morning, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. All set for a decent day. Weather-wise, yesterday was all right, wasn't it?
It was all right. It was actually deadly again.
Yeah, it was warmer than I was expecting.
Yeah, I got caught out in one burst of rain.
Right.
Which made me unhappy as I was motorcycling.
At the time.
Mm. But other than that, it was pretty nice again. Yeah, and
I think today's not too bad. Tomorrow, I believe, though, there's a bit of an onslaught, BJ.
Ah, Jesus.
I think you might be in your long pants tomorrow.
I'm in the long pants today.
How are you?
I've given up. I'm on the bike again. See, this kind the weather, this temperature now is lovely for the motorcycle.
Right.
But it means the end of short pants because there's no getting back into them.
Yeah.
God, Tuesdays really are an incredible moan, aren't they?
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits, 14 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Plethora of birthdays for you today.
Nah, that's good.
There's blooming millions of them.
Opportunity knocks.
It'll take us an age. Anyway, listen. First up for you on the old birthdays is somebody, a man you've actually been studying.
Oh.
Recently. Because you were telling me about this. I think you might have been talking about it in the last after show as well. Because you're watching your old Bunga Bunga.
Oh, Berlusconi.
It's his birthday. Silvio Berlusconi is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to the podcast about him. It's actually hard to believe he's such a... He was Trump before Trump was ever Trump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same sort of story, but just an Italian version.
That's
TV
mad.
TV mogul. All of that. Got people involved. And he just controlled certain channels and... And then his followers didn't really care what he was up to as long as he just kind of was a bit of crack, you know.
Yeah. Like,
you want to see, there's one very famous presidential debate and you can hear it all in the podcast. It's amazing with the dubbing on it. And, the opposition candidate is there and you're talking about, and you're going to do this and you say you did this, but you don't even understand the economy and what you're saying. He does this big, long speech in the debate. Berlusconi stands up, who owned AC Milan at the time. And goes, yeah, if you're going to attack me, maybe first you should try winning the Serie A. How many football championships have you won? And the crowd go mental, cheering and whooping. He goes, okay. He rests his case. That's it. That's the TV debate.
Brilliant.
Like, it's
nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with anything. And you can hear in the background your man, Paul Favore, Paul Favore, Paul Favore. And they're all just like chipping and
whooping. Oh, wow.
Because he just won with
Milan.
So
that's the secret. Just a cracking football team at the time.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. He's, oh my God.
I must have give that a listen. What's it called? Bunga Bunga.
It's called Bunga Bunga. It's all right. It's very Americanized. That's the only problem. It's like, here's the history of Italy. Like, oh, jeez. But other than that, it's good. But he's not a young man.
Yeah, no, far from it.
76.
He's actually 84.
Is he?
84.
I'm surprised.
My God.
Great singer, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he started out as a singer. Ah, yeah. Oh, it's been a mad story.
Right, Silvio Berlusconi, 84. Right, it's a 2-for-1 deal on the next one because they're twins. It's only Bross's birthday today.
Oh, you're joking.
Luke and Matt Goss.
Oh, I remember seeing a fight in a teenage disco because somebody wore a Matt and Luke Make Me Puke t-shirt years ago. Back in the day.
And what, that incensed the crowd?
Oh, it incensed. A friend of mine got all upset.
How very dare you.
Brassa, brilliant, he was going. Oh, there was war over it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Those two, we don't play enough Bross on this station. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah.
We do not play enough Bross on this
station.
Well,
what were the hits? There was When Will I Be Famous?
Drop the Boy. Drop the Boy, Drop the Boy.
I don't really know that one.
Ah, you do, Jim. And look at us ringers for the two of them. And you're saying, carrying on like that.
Yeah. We're like a middle-aged bros.
Well, that's what they are. Bros.
Actually, to be fair, they're not a million miles from
bros
our ages.
They are a middle-aged
bros. Yeah, well, like, that's true. I've just realised that. Oh, my God. Because we were literally growing up as they were growing
up.
Yeah,
they were only young lads. I think they're like...
That's mad.
When were they around? They were around about 1988, say, 1987, 1988. They must have been early 20s then, right?
Mm.
So that makes them... 57.
52.
Oh, fart. I blew that.
Like, excuse me, I was saying they were similar ages to us.
I know,
and you went
yeah.
and turned them into old people.
I know, but my age is 45, but when you were in as the average, it's close to 95 something. It pushes up the average.
Yeah, 52 the pair of them are today.
Wow.
Celebrating
happy
their
birthday, boys.
That's
all.
We'll have to get a bros tune on.
Have to.
Right, okay, what about this? This is going right back. You're going back to sort of Berlusconi vintage for this one. Jerry Lee Lewis. Great balls of fire himself.
How is he still
alive?
The man. Like, wasn't he coaching Elvis and all?
The man who, whose third wife was his cousin and was only 13
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, he's a Georgie fecker, he is, this fella. He's a Georgie. And that was when, for some reason, if you were famous, you were allowed to carry on like that.
Oh, well, this is going even before that. This is going right back, this is, I'd say. Well, when was his hits? Late 50s or something, wasn't it?
World War I or 60s. Or something, wasn't it? He was there, like, singing, going to see the troops during the Battle of the Somme and everything.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, he's ancient now. Come
yeah.
on. He's like 89.
85.
Oh, okay.
85 for Jerry Lee Lewis. Right, what about this? Do you ever watch Lovejoy?
Yes, I did. Great show. Brilliant show.
Ian McShane is celebrating
what
his birthday
actor.
Today.
What a brilliant actor.
Yeah, and of course... His dad played for Man United.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not
He's a
know
massive
that.
United fan. His dad had a run out for United.
I never, ever knew that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's gal. And he's got such a harsh old head in him as well, doesn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's in Deadwood as well, isn't he?
Deadwood is
yeah,
a big one for
him,
yeah.
He's very good in that. He's such a great bad guy.
I think, and he's got the most amazing voice.
Yeah, he does.
The most amazing voice.
It's like tarmac pouring out of his face, isn't it? Literally like tarmac Paul.
I really like face. I used to love Lovejoy. I thought
oh,
it was a great,
it's great
man,
show.
It's hard to believe that you'd say that you would actually get into a show that was effectively about a dodgy lad selling antiques.
I know. I know, it's such a ridiculous idea, isn't it?
Yeah. I like there was no, to the best of my knowledge, maybe the odd week or whatever, it wasn't like there was any sort of like murders went on or whatever. It was just, you know,
just a dodgy lad selling antiques.
Yeah.
And like, in fairness,
pulling scams.
He's so good at being a dodgy lad. It doesn't really matter what the story is.
Yeah.
He's just such a brilliant dodgy lad.
Yeah. I think he's a great actor.
Oh, he is. He's great. And a proper scary man as well. You know your man Nesbitt?
Jimmy Nesbitt, yeah.
Yeah, he's sort of like a fella who's acting to trying to pretend to be Lovejoy. That's what I always think. He's always dressed up as Lovejoy. But
you can't slag Jimmy Nesbitt either, though.
Why is that?
Because he's also a huge United fan.
Yeah, I know. But Jimmy, you do get sick of the sight, isn't it? I'd say... what's
right, Ian
name?
McShane.
Ian McShane is like 66.
78 he is.
Whoa!
Yeah, 78.
Wow, I'm way off.
He's still going strong. Right, here's another one. Not quite that vintage, to be fair, but still, you'll remember this because you love your Olympic Games. And this man was argued to be one of England's greatest ever Olympians. He is now Lord Sebastian Coe.
Oh, Seb Coe! That's right, yeah, yeah. Seb Coe.
He's a Tory MP and everything
He's
now, isn't he?
He's a cranky old whore. He really turned into the exact opposite of what we all thought he was representing. He turned into a right crank, he did.
Yeah,
he was
they made him a big hero in England, didn't they, when the London
Olympics.
Yeah. Getting that and doing it.
That's when he let everyone down, because he was like this big figurehead of the Olympics coming to London.
Mm.
And, you know, he championed David Beckham and made him a part of it after the England squad left him out of their Olympic team. So he was, and then we're like, oh, fair play to Seb Coe. And then he started talking, and we're like, oh,
jeez. What was he? I missed all that
he
then.
He just cranked about it. He was the moaniest, whingiest, absolute dingiest. It was a heart, like, it was like, is he like this all the time? Yeah. Like, all the strops at the press conferences and all. Like, what's wrong with you? Are you all right? Can you not do the Chariots of Fire thing
yeah.
again?
Yeah. Are your shorts too tight?
Yeah,
what's up with you?
Yeah, you're not running enough. It's great. You should try running. It's great for your head.
Gets the demons out, you know.
It does, yeah. But he's no young man either. 66.
Not bad. 64.
Oh, okay.
Not bad there. And here's a throwback for you, right? I don't even know if this is going to register with you, but this name is so synonymous with when I was growing up. All on the news programs at the time. Lech Wałęsa. Do you remember them?
No.
I'm pronouncing it wrong. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. But remember the guy? He was the Polish leader of Solidarity, the Union. Lech Wałęsa. No, it was always on the news at the time.
I don't remember. He must have been a friend of Scargill's or something.
Well, apart from the fact that he was in Poland, you know what I mean? No, it doesn't ring a bell. I thought it might have just been one of those things that would stick
that
in your head from way back as a kid.
God, that doesn't ring a bell.
And the news would be on the television.
Disappointed with myself now for not knowing that.
Anyway, right, he's 77, it doesn't matter. And here's one, right, that I'm only putting this guy in. It'd be a tough one to guess because you'd never really... Well, I don't think you'd ever really see his face. But man, he's responsible for so many things we love, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Mike Post's birthday today. The man who has given us the theme tunes, the Hill Street Blues, the A-Team, Magnum P.I.
Oh, stop.
And loads more as well.
Those are literally, if you were to name off the three best theme tunes in the world, you would have a great argument that it is those three in that order.
Yeah, they'd be in there. That's for sure. And there's probably loads more. But anyway, to give a man like that a mention.
Yes,
and we'll have to get a little compilation of Mike Post's kind of, you know,
TV hits.
TV theme super hits.
Oh, that's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
What a
Magic Mike is literally listening to us in Galway going, "I'm on it, Jim.
Do be at it."
Yeah, Mike Post's greatest TV theme tunes. But, I know. How are you going to put a face
on
that?
Put them all in now. You're too young to know the difference. We want all of them in. Don't be getting
the good bits.
Don't be getting weirdly selective and leaving out the Golden Girls or something. What age? He must be like 84.
76.
Ah, fuck.
76.
I'm not really at it today, but it doesn't matter.
Nah, you weren't too far off. Anyway, I better make sure. Mike, did you hear our request there?
I sure did, boys. And I'm on it.
Excellent. I knew you'd be on it. Well played, sir. Right, Mike Post, 76. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, John. 6:32.
Yes, sir, we're on the move.
I think I'm going to play this all week in John's honour.
It's too much crack.
I heartily agree. I think it's a good idea. Why not?
I'll tell you something. It's funny because somebody tweeted yesterday, right, that they'd heard us talking about this. You mentioned this and we hunted it down and we found it, right? Yeah. It's gone to the top of the iTunes charts in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somebody tweeted that they just randomly went on to Twitter yesterday, and having known nothing about it and just heard us talking about it on the show, it popped up with a... I can't remember who the figure was dancing in it.
Oh yeah, there's literally hundreds. You can't keep up with them. It's gone. You know the viral thing. It's gone.
Yeah.
Viral doesn't even cover it. This thing is like a plague. It's now literally it's festooned on social media.
An Everton plague.
Absolutely. So I'm just showing you, for example, the top five at the moment in Britain. Right. So this is in 24 hours since I spoke to you about this.
Right.
Everton FC Spirit of the Blues, as you're hearing, is still number one, followed by number two Gladys Street End, the theme from Zed Cars, which is the actual introduction to Everton coming on the pitch. At number three, the Everton Army, here we go. Miley Cyrus is keeping up the battle, although her song has gone from 79 pence down to 59 pence just to keep the battle
bargain
going.
Bargain bucket.
That is.
Everton FC, 1995 FA Cup winning squad, all together now in at number five. That's just the top five. There's a host of songs, there's at least 9 or 10 Everton songs now in the top 40 in Britain.
Oh my God, yeah. This is
absolutely amazing.
It's like there's one, a famous
they
one.
They have four of the top five songs in England.
Absolutely, yeah. It is driving the other crowd absolutely bonkers.
Which is why I love it so much.
It is just the most beautiful, wonderful moment in our lives. We should embrace this heartily.
What a moral victory.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. They're dominating the charts.
Yeah, so there's like memes and GIFs or whatever they call them now. Memes of, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme, that famous movie that's in Southeast Asia where he's apart from kicking the bejapers out of people, he's then dancing. So it's Spirits of the Blues.
Yeah, it seems to me that any sort of dancing person of any description,
anything
gets
at all,
Spirit of the Blues overlaid on them.
It's just the greatest thing.
Patrick Swayze, you know, pick out whatever, Blues Brothers, which is apt, I guess. You know, John Travolta, anything at all.
My
literally,
God.
Chaz and Dave, everything that's now is overdubbed with Spirit of the Blues.
Everton music is suddenly...
It's just some fella in England.
Very on point.
There's a Twitter account called Finn Kitch. He's the fella that started it, and it's just, they can't keep control of it. Now, so they're saying Miley Cyrus's fans are losing their minds. Oh my God, what is an Everton FC? And why, you know, so
Miley Cyrus fans with Scouse accents. Oh, that is too good. I think I'm going to play that every day this week.
I always knew Miley Cyrus was a copite.
Yeah, Tina Turner and the best here at Classic Hits, Grease from Frankie Valli, just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 29th of September. It's almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Just like Danny Boy in Cork has been on to say, hi lads, well done. You've woken the beast in John.
Oh,
it is true.
We have woken the beast.
I've never seen him so animated.
And we're so happy
and enthusiastic and everything. It's brilliant. And, you know, he's a proud toffee. As a toffee, I'd say, now, John is a full-blown, he's one of those toffees that would break your teeth. You know, the hard-chewing toffee. He's no soft caramel.
No.
He's full dainty bar.
Yeah.
And hour in your mouth just to soften it before you can chew it.
Being in the fridge and all.
Yeah.
Like an El Rock.
Yeah.
But you know there's...
That's it. You could use it as a weapon type toffee.
Yeah. Stick it in a catapult and break the neighbour's window.
But yeah, he's gotten very animated. Very animated indeed. Anyway, listen, as I say, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout about anything in particular. Magic Mike, of course, is in the West this week, but he reliably informs us he's working on a collage, a montage of all of those amazing theme tunes from Mike Post, because it's Mike Post's birthday today. He's the man responsible for huge amounts of the theme tunes that we love or whatever. So Magic Mike is working on that as we speak. And which is kind of, remember we said before, Tuesdays, we actually talked about this with John before, where Tuesdays are one of those sort of depressing sort of days. And John said, yeah, they used to do these matinees.
Yeah.
Because it was anything that would cheer you up. So a bit of nostalgia on a Tuesday.
Anything to
took
distract
the edge
you
off.
From the fact that it was a Tuesday. They'd just put on an old movie so you could just go and watch it in the middle of the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it over and done with sort of a thing, yeah.
So that's what we're going to attempt to do. We're going to soothe your Tuesday with some classic TV theme tunes, courtesy of Mike Post's birthday.
Soothe your Tuesday. There's something in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
So smoothie Tuesday. No, oh, groovy Tuesday. What, there's a song about it. It's going to be smooth.
Ruby Tuesday.
That's the one. That's the one.
Ruby Tuesday doesn't have this.
Yeah.
Soothy Tuesday. Well, let's go with that.
Smooth your Tuesday. It fits better.
Let us soothe your Tuesday. Absolutely. Anyway, we'll be having a go with that. There's lots of other stuff going on. Loads of things to win on the show this week. We're going to play our fittest finger first. PJ is currently concocting the sentence.
Yes.
That could win you an amazing award-winning workout stack.
I think I'll make it easier than yesterday, maybe.
That would be good.
If you know what I mean.
That would be good. Courtesy of Caged Muscle. Well, Caged Muscle is the stack, but it's courtesy of the online health and supplement site. It's called health247.ie. Let me just double check that. Did I get that right?
Yes.
You just would have said yes regardless, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Let me just double check. Okay. I did. Health247.ie.
Yes. See? I told you.
Exactly.
You're bang on.
So the idea will be that PJ will give us the sentence. You just have to remember it. That's all. You just remember it. And then at some stage later in the show, we'll give you the cue to text and the fittest finger first to get that sentence correct, spelt correctly, all that sort of stuff, back into us. We'll go into the draw to win this €350 award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle, courtesy of online health and fitness supplement store, health247.ie.
Yeah, indeed. Get your muscles. It's just a big barrel of abs is what it is.
Exactly. And that's just tip of the iceberg. We've got a good score in the breakfast table quiz to try and beat. We started with 11.
11, so 12 or more is what we're looking for. So yeah, you got to guess. Yeah, you better hopefully have your general muscle knowledge ripped with the caged animal muscle kit.
Wow. You're having a good Tuesday.
That's the sentence you have to text in, by the way. good luck with that one.
It's quite a prize, though. Very posh prize. The Westin in Dublin will be the destination if you win on the breakfast table quiz this week. That's pretty cool. And of course, as always, the hit bit is still there, lurking in the background. Still big money. It's, I don't know, 1,800, 1,900 quid, something like that.
It's something like that, yes. Like you said, I'm having a marvellous Tuesday here. 1,910.
Have you been switched on officially?
No.
Has anybody started you up properly this morning?
No, definitely not. €1,910 is what it is for the hit bit this morning.
Excellent. All of that and whatever you have on yourself. 087-188-0008.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bross, when will I be famous? As promised, of course, because it is their birthday today. Matt and Luke Goss celebrating their birthday today. 52, the pair of them are.
52, unbelievable, isn't it?
So we said we'd stick on a bit of Bross. Because you don't get really an opportunity to do something like that a lot, do you? You
know. We should have Bross on every day. I'm sorry, we should be playing Bross every day. There's no doubt about it.
There you go, birthday boys, Matt and Luke Goss, celebrating their birthday today. That was When Will I Be Famous? 087-188-0008. On the way very shortly, we're going to be giving you that all-important sentence that could win you that incredible award-winning supplement stack, courtesy of Caged Muscle and online health and fitness, health247.ie, the health and fitness and supplement site. So we'll be giving you details of that very shortly. Hit bit to come. But, put it to you this way, Rob. We're going to be talking about pets a bit later on and about some of the nation's favourite pets. But it's one thing if you have a pet.
Yeah.
It's another thing if you have a rude pet.
A very rude. And these aren't even pets, these lot. These are just rude animals causing mayhem. A group of parrots at a zoo had to be put into isolation because of the foul-mouthed blackguardry coming out of their mouths. Swearing at customers and everything. 5 African grey parrots. They were all adopted, you see, at the same time, right? By Lincolnshire Wildlife Park.
Hmm.
Well, one of them had a lot of dirty words in his vocabulary, and when they were locked up together...
Where were they taken from?
Well, they were all adopted together, I don't know. I suppose maybe some animal rescue or something. Doesn't really go into that.
Right.
We just know that they were acquired.
Just wondering where the source of this foul and abusive language came from.
Well, one of the little blackguards had a whole load of this, quite an extensive vocabulary of dirt. You know what I mean? When they put me with you, I never heard anything like it, Jim. I was shocked. So they were all isolated together. Because, of course, everybody was isolated for a while.
Hmm.
And then just as they started to reopen the wildlife park, they realised when they let the parrots out, they were all at it. They had all learnt the words. So they're all out there. So they were put into the wildlife park and the customers came in for the first time in weeks and months. And they were all looking at the lovely parrots. And they were like, ah, you effing bugger. Go shove it up your...
Oh my god.
And then, of course, the parrots are eliciting laughs from everybody.
Yeah.
And who knew parrots love getting a laugh? So apparently the more you laugh or react to a parrot, the more they keep doing the same thing. So they're gone mad cursing and lifting everybody out. You effing...
Are they using bad kind of expletives?
Absolutely full on they are. Steve Nichols is CEO of the park and he says, look, the birds have to be put on timeout. He says, listen, it's outrageous. He goes, 25 years I've been looking after parrots. He says, sometimes they do get a bit of blue language, but this is outrageous. He's there saying, yeah, most of the staff get a great laugh out of it. In fairness, most of the customers get a great laugh out of it. But now... When children are coming in. You can't have children getting called effing basket makers or whatever. You can't have all of that going on with the parrots. But the kids want to have a look. So now they have to go back into isolation. They have to be put in a place where the public can't see until they learn to cop on.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it possible to unlearn the language? Can they teach the parrots to stop saying?
Rehabilitation. You have to rehabilitate them.
Parrots in rehab.
They're in rehab. What you have to start doing now is stop
anger
rewarding.
Management. Yeah. They're in anger management.
You have to stop rewarding the behaviour. Well, unfortunately, the thing is they're not angry. They're having a great time. That's what's really, that's the bad part of it. They love going, hey, front up and chip hoppers. And then you laugh and they go, yeah, that's what I said. I'll say it again now.
Yeah.
And you wait for the other one. You shower up.
Yeah.
Burner Alex's or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So they love it. They love it. So now they have to be put into a place where people stop laughing, stop reacting, where the bad behaviour is ignored. Then eventually the bad behaviour will hopefully, I think, go away and they will reward more positive words and positive reinforcement. And we'll never find out which parrot was the one that brought this disgusting bluey type talk.
I love the idea of the vision of a trainer or whatever standing in front of them saying, now, look, it's not big and it's not clever, that language, okay? So just stop it.
Yeah,
there's no
yeah.
need for it. Don't. And the parrot going, no one. Oh, you.
Ah, shove it up your hole. You know, and you have, as well, like you'd have all these parrots, and you know, maybe one of them was working with a pirate or something. You have to get the feeling that.
I have a feeling one of them obviously was in. That's why I was wondering where they came from. You have the idea that one of them was in a house with some guy who, you know, I don't know, was constantly watching his football team lose
yeah.
or his horses lose or something and was just effing and blinding at
effing
the television.
Blind the whole time. And the parrot was having a great time
or
watching.
Giving out about his neighbours or something.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
just picked up all of this language.
Or you get the feeling maybe four of these African grey parrots were just normal parrots going about their business. And then your man came in with one leg and an eye patch and he's proper been sitting on a pirate's shoulder for the last 10 years. And now he's coursing and teaching them all sorts of bad influence. It's
incredible.
A bad influence is easier to spread than a good influence.
Chris from Cork has just been on saying, I have a parrot called Sheldinho and he has a smoker's cough.
You know my famous story about the parrot with the cough?
Yeah.
You know where the woman, and she had pulmonary fibrosis, the poor yeah. woman. I mean, I'm not laughing at that at all. That's a terrible thing. And she was upstairs and she was dying in the house. And they had a parrot and all downstairs in the house. And then eventually, and like she had to call for Tina, who was working with her, you know, said, Tina, and
yeah,
coughing
yeah.
and everything. And anyway, you know, being a traditional Irish family and everything, they brought the coffin into the house, you know,
yeah.
the wake type of thing. As soon as they brought the coffin into the house, the parrot starts going, the exact cough
yeah.
the woman in the box had like 2 days beforehand.
Oh my God.
And
scared
it starts calling
cheaper.
Your woman and all, Tina, Tina. Unbelievable. I remember my friend Pat telling me that story.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said this. And I was like, that's a very intelligent parrot. And he said, well, if you ask me, to be honest, I thought that was very immature.
Yeah, Blondie's Heart of Glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008. Fred's been on to say, lads, can you imagine if Gordon Ramsay had a parrot? That would be a heck of a parrot, that would.
Yeah, I know. Even the parrot, though, would be like, I'm so sorry about this after a while. The parrot would just learn to apologise. Even the parrot would go, I'm not sure what these words mean, but I know it's making everybody uncomfortable.
And somebody's been on, William the Postie's been on to say, lads, some of those parrots ring Niall Boylan's late night show. You know that, don't you? very true indeed. Right, 087-188-0008. You'll need that number, by the way, very shortly. Well, you need it throughout the show, but specifically, if you want to win yourself this amazing prize that we have this week for what we're calling our fittest finger first. It's all thanks to health247.ie. That's health247.ie. They've given us this award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle. It's worth over €350. It's got all sorts of stuff in there. Pre-workout stuff called Pre-Caged. Post-workout stuff called Re-Caged. There's Caged Muscle Whey Protein Isolate.
We've got it all.
Which
there.
You had a little sample of, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah. The
good stuff.
S'mores flavour, which is actually very good.
Yeah, there's something called Caged Muscle Hydra Charge. That sounds interesting.
It's very good.
Amino Synergy.
And don't forget the gummy bears. Did you mention the gummy bears?
I didn't mention the Goalie Nutrition Apple Cider Vinegar Gummies.
That's a proper job.
I'll tell you something, the names of these things are quite a mouthful, aren't they?
I know, yeah.
But anyway, all together, of course, Caged Muscle, by the way, now available in Ireland. Natural colours, natural flavours. They're third-party tested and they are award-winning. And they are based in Ireland as well, interestingly. But they're available now and they're supplied via online health and fitness supplement store, health247.ie. So if you want to get into win, all you got to do at the moment is remember this phrase, this sentence from PJ Gallagher, okay? Just remember it, and then we'll tell you what you have to do a bit later on. We'll give you the cue to text. So the sentence today is...
is going to be a little bit easier. A child's got more bones than a grown-up's got.
Perfect.
That's the sentence today. Very easy.
There you go. And instantly memorable.
Instantly memorable if you remember ads about...
Exactly. Right, so a child's got more bones than a grown-up's got. That's
yeah,
it. That's all you want.
That. That's
okay.
It. How easy is that today?
So just remember that. That is the all-important sentence, the all-important phrase. And at some stage later in the show, we will ask you to text it in. Okay, and the first one in to have it complete and correct and spelt correctly and all that sort of stuff, the fittest finger first, will be our qualifier for today. to win that €350 award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle, courtesy of health247.ie. Couldn't say fairer than that.
Couldn't say fairer than that. Very simple. You want to see the, you want to see somebody. I was going to rob a whole load of it yesterday on the way home, but I couldn't fit it in the box of the bike with so much of it. So I'm going to have to do it in pieces. So just letting
smuggle
everybody
it out in dribs and drabs.
Yeah, I am currently involved in the stealing process, and it's going to work out fine in the end.
It's the boss, of course, in Hungry Heart here at Classic Hits. It's almost 24 minutes to 8 o'clock, almost hit bit time. Magic Mike in the West today, but standing by on WhatsApp 0871880008. Let him know if you want to play €1,910. We're playing for classichits.ie. Of course, good place to start to check out all the previous guesses. 24 minutes to 8 o'clock. We were talking about those parrots, those foul and abusive parrots. Yeah. African greys, I believe you said they were.
African greys, they were indeed, yes.
Wait, you hear this. Graham has been on to say, hi, I was looking to buy a house, and the owners had two African greys in their sitting room, and they kept telling my wife and I to F off.
Oh, jeepers.
The owner said we could have them as part of the sale.
You're like, I don't want them. They certainly don't want me.
And also, there was another text in. I'm losing it among all of the Hitbit texts that are flying in. But there was another one in saying that this person's mum, back in the days, long before mobile phones, when people used to ring the pub and say, is PJ there, is he?
Oh, whatever, yeah, right? Yeah.
That there was a parrot there who was constantly kind of, you know, using foul language. But when the phone would ring, the parrot would automatically go, he's not here, he's just left.
That's it. It's amazing, isn't it? It's one of the lads as well, he used to have a parrot in the house that would mimic everybody in the house going, Ma, I'm going out.
Yeah.
Ma, I'm going out. And then the mother would come down and they'd all be sitting in the front room. She'd be like, Jesus Christ, that bloody parrot.
Right, so it'll be interesting to see whether parrots feature on this top 10, because you've found a top 10 of pets.
A top 10 of the nation's favourite animals. This is great. I'd love to know who got absolutely given the job to go out there and find out what animals the nation prefers more than other ones, right?
Yeah, and this is it specifically pets, or is it just you like the idea of a particular animal?
No, it's pets, yeah.
Right,
so
okay.
The whole idea is that pets add to your life to such a huge degree, you know, and that we all... Well, a lot of people during lockdown went out and got themselves pets to sort of fill the loneliness void and stuff like that, you know. I think anyone who's ever brought a dog into the house and loves having a dog in the house... will always tell you, well, the likes of me, how brilliant it is. You know what I mean? Like, in fairness, there's nothing better than having a little furry fella around that never asks you any questions and just wants to do everything you want to do all the time. Oh my God, there's nothing better than that. That's why I never understand cat people. Being constantly demeaned and looked down on by an animal, not the same to me. I like cats.
You can get that in all the other parts of your life.
Yeah, all I have to do is...
You just have to come in here.
I just, walk down the spa and ask them if they sell scissors. And just, you know the weird looks you get off people. I get those weird looks off people anywhere.
Yeah.
But this is a sort of a study that's been done to show us what are our favourite pets and animals in the country. And in fairness, the top two, very obvious.
Right.
When you get to number 10 is a butterfly.
A butterfly?
Yeah.
As a pet?
As a pet, yeah. People apparently keep them in sort of like aviary type things and all. By the way, I don't think you're supposed to do that, so maybe you shouldn't. Collect the dead ones, maybe. Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
What's your hobby? I collect dead butterflies. Oh, right, okay.
Actually, I'm just looking
I was going to stay for a drink, but I think I have to go now.
I'm going to collect... Yeah, do you know something? I'm just looking at this list, and it's ludicrous, because most of these you're not allowed to have pets of at all.
Right,
in fact,
so
only the last two you're allowed to have pets of.
Okay, so butterflies were at 10.
Butterflies are 10. Rabbits aren't 9. That's grand.
Rabbits, yeah, lots of people have rabbits. They seem kind of furry. And you don't have to walk them or anything.
You don't have to walk them or anything. They don't
seem very demanding.
But you remember Neville had a picture on his phone here last week, Neville that works here, of a fella walking his cat on the beach on a lead.
Well,
your cat doesn't want to walk on the beach on a lead. No more than your children do. What are you doing?
Yeah, if you have your children on a lead, that's not right.
Did you never see those kids on leads, though, with the harnesses and everything?
The ones around their wrist to stop them wandering
around
off.
Their back, they go a little harness onto their chest and it comes out their back. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, but not like a dog lead around their neck. That's not a good idea.
No, but it's a great thing because you can tie them to the dog and let the dog take them for the walk. So a deer is number 8. Do you see the way this
is not
pets?
Hang on a second. Now, again, I need to go back to my original question. Are you sure this is meant to be a survey of pets? We've had butterflies and now deer.
That's why I'm sort of looking at this now. This is why I've suddenly decided how much of a stupid list this is.
Yeah.
Because the next ones are
I don't know anybody who has a deer as a pet.
Owls and squirrels are next on the list, so it's actually outrageous. This is like obviously
owls and squirrels.
They must have compiled this list by talking to lords who own.
I was just going to say
land.
You must have to have an estate.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, who did you ask for this? I asked Lord Lyreath of the Manor of Yorkshire, and he said his favourite pets are his owls, his squirrels and his deer. It's like, I think you're not really getting the essence of what we think.
If pheasant shows up on this, we know we're in the wrong territory.
There's no pheasant, but the next one even again is wrong. It's not a pet. You can't have them as a pet. It's a hedgehog. This is
hedgehog?
Yeah, hedgehog, yeah. I do love a hedgehog.
I don't know if I've ever been particularly close to a hedgehog.
I was enamoured by a hedgehog once when I saw him crossing the road. I always thought hedgehogs move very slowly, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw a hedgehog sprinted across the road when I was a teenager. And the thing was going so fast. And it blew my mind. Changed my comprehension of how a hedgehog moves. He must get 50 miles an hour over a good hedgehog.
Wow. Which is unusual because my association with hedgehogs is always from that not the 9 o'clock news thing back in the day. Where it was like they were constantly being squashed on motorways.
Yeah, I know.
And stuff like that.
You should see a hedgehog sprinting. I've seen it once in my life.
Wow.
And they're brilliant. Unbelievable. Like a little Jack Russell. Like a little spiky Jack Russell. Like a little spiky Jack Russell you're not allowed to have as a pet. So don't be doing that. Robins, not pets. Can't have them.
What?
They're towards you.
As in the little bird, the little red-breast bird.
Yeah, and they're not even supposed to like people very much. You know the way there's all this sort of theory that...
Really? They hang out. There's one in there's one in my back garden.
Yeah.
Like it's the one that just...
There
like
you
it's
go.
The same
You're one.
You're
one of these maniacs now that thinks he has a robin and it's just flying around
like
the garden.
It's the same one, you know what I mean? And never goes to anybody else's garden. But no, I didn't realise they didn't like people.
They don't like people. It's a Christmas card kind of a myth that robins like people and they... bring us messages and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But they're actually cranky little fellas. They're not mad about people. In fact, they're very cranky anyway. They're like me. They look very friendly, but they're quite isolationist in real life.
Yeah.
The obvious ones are the two and the number one. The cat is at number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this really is. You know, a cat. Really? I mean, anything that'll eat you when
God,
you're
God, you're
gone.
Really not a cat person, are you?
I like cats to act like dogs. I was going out with a girl once and she had a cat that used to play fetch and I liked that cat.
Right.
Otherwise...
A cat that plays fetch. Yeah. So basically you just wanted a cat that impersonated a dog.
Exactly. Now you're talking. Now you know what I'm talking about. And of course the world's number one is the dog.
Yeah. Everybody I don't think that was ever going to become a shock really.
It couldn't possibly be.
Yeah. I mean,
dog,
I think further down the list is where the shocks are. I mean, finding the people who have deer and squirrels.
Goats and llamas are on the list, like way down the list.
Wow.
So, you know what I mean? And alpacas and stuff. And tortoises. There's loads on the list, but nothing's going to match a dog. And then you get people who get dogs and they're like, oh, I don't like dogs, so I shouldn't be on the couch. You shouldn't have a couch then. I always say if you...
I think you've got quite a unique perspective on that approach.
I always say if you're not going to like your dog as much as you like your couch, then you shouldn't have a dog. Like the whole couch is there for the dog to play with and to lie on and scratch and sniff and roll in.
Darren's been on to say pet shops are selling African pygmy hedgehogs in Ireland.
Ah, stop it.
According to that. And also Keith in Dublin's been on to say, morning lads, that sounds much more like a list of roadkill.
I have to say,
shame on you, Keith.
That's terrible. That's the likes of that. That's all those lists that we've read out there. That's Jim McCabe's idea of a perfect pizza, actually.
Classic hits.
And now the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The classic hit bit is worth a whopping 1,910 quid today. 1,900 quid and a tenner. Mad to give it to you. Here is what it sounds like. One last little listen before we get stuck in this morning, as always. And Cathy Sullivan is going to go first. Hiya, Cathy.
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you getting on? What's your plans today?
Bad. Oh, not the last now.
Yeah, yeah. Like all of us, like, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what's the crack? Let's get straight stuck in. What do you think this is?
I think it's Bananarama Venus.
Right. Bananarama and Venus. Right, okay. Time to head to the West. Magical Michael, morning again.
Morning to you fellas, morning everybody. You know, I just can't believe this hasn't gone all summer. I mean, it's just been a cruel summer.
Oh dear. But God.
And it's going to be a cruel winter as well, and it's not going to go today. Sorry.
And a very cruel pun for our catty as well.
Oh, well. He's taken to the old singing though, I have to confess. He's certainly gotten stuck into it. Bit of belief, all right. Anyway, listen, Cathy, not a bad old guess, but you can scratch that one off and keep at it, okay?
No bother. Thank
Cheers.
You.
See you later, Cathy.
Okay. Take care.
Wendy waiting patiently. Hiya, Wendy.
Morning, PJ and Jim.
How are you, Wendy?
Not too bad. How
Where
are you?
Are you, Wendy?
I'm in Donaghmede in Dublin 13.
Is it windy, Wendy?
No, it's not. It's beautiful.
Excellent.
I love that. You're just trying to think of anything that sort of has
just
that
basically,
rhyming
I just decided to get on a roll. Mike has inspired me.
I don't know.
Singing.
I also don't know if this is a compliment or not, Wendy, but we've been talking about our favourite animals, and my dog is called Wendy, so I'm delighted to talk to you.
Yeah, you can take that as you choose, Wendy.
I will.
So I'm absolutely delighted to have you on the phone.
Thanks, CJ.
So let's try and give you a few quid then. €1,900 and a tenner, Wendy. What do you think?
I think it's Will Ferrell, Happy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is it Will Ferrell? No. Wait a minute.
Pharrell
Williams.
Pharrell.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, to be fair, though, Will Ferrell doing a cover of Happy would be amazing.
Well, lads.
That is a great idea.
That has actually happened.
Has it?
Yeah, because, yeah, when you said this to me, Wendy, I thought you meant, you know, the Eurovision movie that Will Ferrell is in?
Yeah.
The Story of Fire Saga. Yeah, he does a cover in that. That's just a weird coincidence.
Of Happy?
Yeah, he does, yeah, of Pharrell Williams Happy.
Oh my God, I'm going to track that down.
Yeah,
oh,
he does.
God, right.
Right, so anyway, so your guess then, is it the Pharrell Happy song? Yeah, the one we all know.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Michael, what's the story?
Okay, Wendy, I wish now this morning I could make a happy.
That's not even the air of the song,
yeah,
Michael.
Because I'm happy.
Oh my God, what has happened to you?
Am I thinking of the wrong one?
That is like the worst cover version. That's like
ever
the top of the pops cover version, those dodgy albums.
It better be right after all this.
To be honest,
no.
How does he know Wendy? Sure, he doesn't know what he's singing. I have a funny feeling the cover that's in that movie isn't the cover of the Pharrell Williams song.
God, that was entertaining for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
Wendy, have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks very
Cheers.
Much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
What in the name of God was that?
Sing us out there, Michael. Sing us out.
Because I'm happy.
What song is that?
I haven't got a clue.
It's something with the Chipmunks or something.
Happy.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Only want to be with you here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 8:10 on this Tuesday, 29th of September. Lots still to come. Very shortly, we're going to ask you to text in the all-important sentence that PJ gave you in the last hour. It's your chance to win this award-winning supplement stack courtesy of the online health and fitness and supplement site health247.ie. Health247.ie.
Yes.
So we got this fantastic. Hopefully you remember. Do you remember what it was?
I do, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Right, it wasn't too tough today. Today was easier.
Much easier.
Okay.
I think judging by the complaints I got yesterday of the ridiculous sentence. We went for a much easier one to manage today.
Absolutely. So we'll be looking for that shortly, but not yet. We'll give you the cue to text on that one. Also, of course, we've got the breakfast table quiz on the way. A magnificent break at the fabulous Westin in Dublin is what's up for grabs. It's 11 to beat at the moment, but in the meantime,
biscuits and TV.
Now, it's not a traditional biscuits and TV, okay? We're just playing that as a little sort of theme because we played a bit of Bross earlier on. The reason we played it was because it was the lads' birthdays.
We got excited about the birthdays this
morning.
Yeah,
Matt and Luke Goss, 52 today, so we dropped in a little bit of Bross for that. And we also mentioned that it was the birthday of Mike Post.
Mike Post, and who's he, said I, like a philistine of some description this morning.
Yeah, and it turned out, of course, that Mike Post, well, many of you will know anyway, he is the man behind some of the most iconic theme tunes
that have
ever graced the TV.
When we went through the list of them, I got really excited. I was like, oh my God.
Mm.
I mean, I was thinking to myself, if only there was something we could do about this, to which Jim said, of course. before he just read my mind and went, yes, of course we can do something like this.
Yeah, so Magic
he
Mike, of course.
He saw my little confused face and took over.
And thought, I know the man for the job. So Magic Mike, yeah, he put together little snippets of some of the biggest theme tunes that Mike Post has been responsible for on this, his birthday, it seemed appropriate. I can't remember how old he was.
Oh,
was he in his 70s or something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know something as horrible as it is. It's irrelevant to me.
What 76.
I'm just delighted he wrote these songs.
76 he was. And if you think you don't know, you certainly do know some of his huge hits. Here's a little selection.
Not one of his best, but
well, one of his more recent ones.
True, true enough, yeah. But when you think about this, right, I always think, oh, this is some dark television now. I'm going to be very in the mood now in a minute. But when you think about where we're going this morning with some of the other tunes.
Like this.
Like this, for instance.
Must be one of the true greatest ever. Imagine being responsible for writing that.
Isn't that amazing? What are you seeing in your head now?
Oh.
Gold chains and silver machines.
Explosions.
Guns, explosions. Helicopters crashing into mountains and men with suits running away, completely unharmed.
Oh, such a great theme tune. It really was. Unbelievable. And there's so many of them. Right, next one up is this.
Oh my God.
The Rockford Files.
Tranmere Rovers still enter the pitch with this playing.
I love that theme tune.
Oh, I will say one thing about the Rockford Files. It made me want to, when people said to me, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was like, I want to be a smelly old man.
Ah, yeah, gave you a new love of caravans and mobile homes.
Oh, it was so brilliant.
And then this, one of the coolest theme tunes ever. When that theme tune came on the telly when I was younger,
wasn't
oh my
it?
God.
Just
you just knew you were in for brilliant television.
It was so great, wasn't it? And you knew that.
Hill Street Blues, by the way, of course.
Yeah, of course. It was such a formula, too, you know, when he'd walk out at the start and he'd give his lecture to the lads and told you basically what the episode was going to be about. And then just went, and hey, 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 let's do it to them before they do it to us.
Let's be careful out there.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was such a cool theme tune, that was.
Really?
Oh my
was.
God, you'd listen to that on its own all the time.
I remember the first time I saw a fella play it on a piano, and I literally thought he was Liberace.
Yeah. And another absolute belter. Magnum PI. I mean, I can only assume that Mike Post has some sort of award or something for just contribution to
culture.
To music.
Oh, and like, when you think about this compared to the Rockford Files, it couldn't be a more opposite TV show. It was so glamorous. It was helicopters, Ferraris, and a bushy moustache that the ladies just couldn't even be around without feeling weak at the knees. Compared to Mr. Jim Rockford with his grubby old Mac.
I don't know. I reckon Jim Rockford had a little something on about him, you know. It was a different kind of lure.
Oh, he certainly
want
did.
To come back to my mobile home.
Yeah, want to come back to my caravan, play the Atari.
Ah, oh, brilliant, brilliant tunes. TV team theme
so
tunes
much.
That have all been composed by Mike Post, who's celebrating his birthday today. 76 he is today. And of course, the other thing, and this came as a shocker to me, because Mike said he set it all up with the clips that he put in and all that sort of stuff, and he said, then we'll play out on this one. Right? The full version of this one.
Which blew our minds, right?
I didn't even know that he was responsible for this.
No idea.
Oh my God, like,
and then when you
the
hear
man
it,
just gets better and better.
And then when you hear it, it's kind of just a sped up version of Hill Street Blues. How did I never suss this years ago?
Yeah, a theme from The Greatest American Hero, of course, Joey Scarberry, but composed by Mike Post, the man behind so many of the amazing theme tunes. My God, the world owes Mike Post big time.
What a debt of service.
I mean, just the feel-good factor Mike Post has given the world. Magnum and A-Team theme tunes.
Can I be honest?
Greatest American Hero.
I have
Rockford
a confession
Files.
To make. I When Joey Scarry was singing there, I actually turned it off for a second and listened to the Rockford Files again. I couldn't resist it. I love it so much.
You needed your fix.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, your chance to win right now, because this is your official cue to text, okay? It is all about fittest finger first, with thanks to health247.ie. Health247.ie. They've given us things incredible. Award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle. It's worth over €350. It's got all sorts of stuff in there. Whey protein isolate, pre-workout stuff, post-workout stuff. There's the apple cider vinegar gummy bears. They're not necessarily bears, but they are jellies.
You see, I haven't opened them yet. I'm still half
afraid. Them open, for God's sake.
Will I open
man.
Them?
Absolutely
would you
get
like
them.
A, would you like
I would.
A,
I would. There's Amino Synergy. There's the blender bottles, the logoed Scoopy. There's all sorts of stuff. I say, over €350 worth of this to be won, courtesy of the online health and fitness supplement store, health247.ie. Right, so all you got to do is now text us, WhatsApp us, the sentence
that I said earlier on this morning. I think it was a little before 7, was it? Yes, that I said this
morning.
Or maybe
just after 7.
Just after 7, beg your pardon. So text us that right now, 087-188-0008. First one in is going to win the lot, minus a couple of goalie jellies.
You've got to get it in. It's got to be complete. It's got to be spelt correctly and all that sort of stuff. But the fittest finger first, the first one to get the phrase that PJ gave us in the last hour, and get it into us on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, will be today's qualifier. Yeah, we were thinking of adopting that as our kind of theme tune, weren't we? Two princes.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
I mean, we have such regal elements to us.
Too right. I mean, no, but who would look at us and not think there was something really regal and
something special in the blood there?
Absolutely.
Ooh. Two princes.
Something weird in the water, more like.
Two princes from Spin Doctors. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way, 11 to beat. Magic Mike is standing by on WhatsApp. Let him know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. Spider-Man. Apparently, I tell you, the humble spider is becoming a bit of a... Well, it's becoming a... I don't know whether to call it a nuisance or
it's the season. It's spider season. You might remember me harping on about my invasion in the home of the flying ants arriving and me trying to get rid of them and spraying boot polish on the wall and destroying the kitchen and everything. But now it's spider season.
Sorry, say that again. You did what on the wall?
None of your business.
You sprayed what?
Well, look, I just thought I need spray. So I sprayed, like, there was a thing of old boot or shoe polish and all.
Sprayed shoe polish on the wall?
I know, yeah.
At a spider, or at a flying ant.
Flying ants, loads, and they were all over the walls, yeah. And then I panicked, and then I Googled it really quick, and then a soapy water got rid of them. So, yeah, there's some black marks there that aren't going to go away.
That's amazing.
Yeah, look, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, but anyway, look,
someone invades your home, you grab what's closest.
But it turns out that all they were looking for was love.
That's all they need. That's all. That's what all these home invasions are about. They're basically looking for mates. All the spiders that are coming into the home these days, and let's face it, some people are plagued with them at the moment. You have had a lot of visitors,
we
right?
We have got so many spiders.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Really?
And, just ridiculous. Everywhere.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. So when you see them in the house and you see them moving around or darting across your carpet or carry on, these people frights. What that generally is that's the male spider. The female spiders this time of year, they're more sedentary. But the lads are out and they're looking for love. And that's what it is. There's different types of spider. There's your common sort of garden spider. They won't come into your home. They've no interest in being in your home.
Right.
These other guys, they came to Ireland through the years, through North Africa and the Mediterranean and all of that. And they like, you know, being from where they're from, they like a bit of heat. So they want to be indoors. You know, and what happens is, generally, if you see them in your house, well, they were probably in your neighbour's house and they threw them out of there. So they're...
Right, yeah.
They're moving
they're
on.
They're being moved along.
And they're looking for love. And you think they're there to scare you or...
So they're...
Whatever.
Sexy spiders.
They're sexy spiders. They're out there, like, they're doing whatever they're doing. walking around trying on your underpants to see if they look good in them. They're doing a bit of that, a bit of smoochy, listening to the bit of Barry White and all of that, trying to chat some lady into maybe hanging out in the web for the night.
Yeah.
That's what they're up to. That's what it's all about.
Would you like to surf my web?
Hmm.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. How big is your web? What are we talking in acreage here? Yeah, so that's what it is. And then there's all these myths that have to be busted then as well, because people are genuinely terrified of spiders. And there's not really any good reason, especially for the spiders we have in Ireland.
Okay.
Number one, they say, don't be worrying about them. Try not to stand on or squish them. We need spiders. Spiders are the good guys when it comes to the nature world. And they won't bite you. That's what people are saying. They won't bite you. They're, apparently, most of them in Ireland, their mouths are too small to bite you anyway. They literally can't bite a finger. They said, one guy, he compares it to like you trying to bite a basketball. That's what he says it's like.
Right.
So don't worry about it. And in fairness, they don't even know they're under threat. They're looking for ladies. If they're running around in your hand, they're not thinking about biting you. They're just thinking, I wonder, is this a woman? That's all they're thinking. They see the five bits. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They're just looking for another half. So they won't bite you, so don't squish them. Some of them may be able to give you a nip, but it's to the point that you actually won't even feel it. So don't worry about it. Leave them at it. In fairness, if you see a spider and meet another spider in your room, maybe you should just leave them at it and go to bed. Get out of the way. You're probably intruding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're probably ruining a good moment that the world needs. That's a
wow.
That, maybe that's
people have started to have said. Tracy Galway's just sent in a picture of a whopping looking spider. I know it's difficult to say sometimes on the photographs because they can be close up and things, and maybe they look bigger than they actually are
you
in real life.
You need a banana for scale or something.
Yeah, exactly, you'd want some scale in there, but that does look like a pretty impressive spider.
Yeah, there's a lot of them around and they are bigger. I think they're bigger anyway. Some
Absolutely.
Of the ones I've seen in the shed now. Jeepers.
Let us know, by the way, because honestly, I mean, the minute that Magic Mike found this story, everybody, all of us went, absolutely, my God, there just seems to be so much more of them around spiders. So let us know if you're currently undergoing a home invasion of creepy, spidery love merchants.
Yeah, and have you caught them kissing or anything? Have you caught them doing anything sort of weird? Oh, rude. But that's what it is, so it's not a
So they're looking
deal.
For heat and love.
They're looking for a bit of warmth.
Who doesn't want that, PJ?
Yeah,
a little bit of warmth in your life, a little bit of love in your life.
And by the way, there's another myth that they say to bust as well.
Right.
They will not lay eggs. You know, there's this myth as well that if you sleep with your mouth open, you know the way you'd be there like that.
Excuse me, that is not me anymore now that I've had my sinuses done.
Now that he has a tennis ball sewed onto the back of his pyjamas to stop him rolling on his back. But you know, that people think they'll go into your mouth when you're asleep.
Right.
There's that myth that they'll crawl into your mouth and they'll lay eggs or something ridiculous. They will not do that. That is a lie. That doesn't happen. They will not go into your ear. They won't do that. They will not lay eggs on human beings. You are not seen as a comfortable place for them to do that. So if they do get it together in your house, they will not lay eggs on your person at any stage. Not true.
Excellent. That's
what
good
did you
to
get
know.
A fry that?
Oh
you
my
have to get
God. Somebody has sent in. Who is this that has sent this in? Let me just give this person a name. Joanne has sent in this thing. I tell you, that is not a spider. That is an octopus. That is. Look at the size of that thing.
Gee,
we're going to have to get Magic Mike to put some of these up on social media.
Are you sure that's not our hair?
I tell you, look at that.
I can't see it.
Oh my God. It's a good job, because you'd be frightened.
I mean,
you're the man. You're the man who ran out of a cinema during The Sixth Sense.
I don't mind spiders, though. I'm all right with spiders.
And then there's another thing here that looks like it's wearing armor.
Armor.
I'll tell you something. That's incredible.
Nah, he's going up. In fairness, now that's a fella who really does want to impress the ladies, walking around dressed head to toe.
Somebody else has said, "I beg to differ. They do bite," and has sent us in a picture of their skin.
I don't know. Well, this person here, this epidemiologist. Our entomologist says that they don't bite you. Says that the spiders we have in Ireland won't bite you.
Somebody has Paul in Tyrrellstown sent us in a picture saying met this bad boy in Vietnam. Now, one of two things has happened here. Oh, there he is. I was just going to say either he sent us the wrong photograph or it's the tiniest spider I've ever seen, but I've just spotted him. He's roughly the same size as the tree.
As a tree?
I'm joking. But he was up in the corner of the branches. Oh my God! People are flooding in their photographs of spiders.
Spiders
have just absolutely taken over.
Oh, they're all over the place. Yeah.
Oh my God! Look, you want to see the amount of stuff coming in? Oh,
you should see Jim's
face. Lads, this fella is 60 millimeters long and missing a leg from Jay in Cork. God, that is a
missing
whopper.
A leg.
Yeah. Obviously, he's been in fights. He was obviously fighting somebody else off for a woman spider.
Maybe she took his leg off. Maybe she was getting out of here. No, yeah, try next door, you chancer.
You won't be getting any of those legs over today, I can tell you.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So this week we're giving you the chance to enjoy capital dining at the fabulous Westin in Dublin. Residents can enjoy exceptional dining experiences, including your favourite PJ afternoon tea.
Indeed, it is my favourite.
You can have cocktails and light bites in the Atrium Lounge, or breakfast and dinner, of course, in Moreland's Grill. And if you want to get all of the information about it, absolutely luxurious destination, thewestonhoteldublin.com is the website, okay? thewestonhoteldublin.com. So this week we're giving you overnight accommodation. You'll be upgraded to a Heritage Deluxe room, breakfast for two and dinner, as mentioned, in Moreland's Grill. Valet parking, just to make you feel a bit special. And a 2 p.m. late checkout as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's brilliant. What a place it is.
And 11, beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And 11 the score to beat. So 12 or more and you're away in a hack. You're actually in a very good place when it comes to the questions this week. So Andrew Letcher in Cork is going to try and do it. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad at all, Andrew. How are you, more importantly? How are you getting on?
Not bad for Tuesday.
Tuesday, I know, yeah. Everybody's favourite day, isn't it?
Tuesdays, yeah. What can you say about Tuesdays? I tell you, it could turn out to be a very good one, though, for you, Andrew. If you can get at least 12, you'll be top of the leaderboard, and it's a really nice prize this week.
Yeah, no, that'll be all right. That'll keep the missus happy, too.
Have you got some people around you that are going to be able to help you out, or are they just going to get in your way?
I've got one, but will he help or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Just remember, Andrew, we are perfectly okay with cheating. As long as somebody can shout answers, we'll accept them.
Absolutely. Right, 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck, Andrew. Here we go.
What does the term POW stand for?
Prisoner of War.
How are the TV duo Ant McPartlin and Declan Donnelly better known?
Ant and Dick.
In the TV series Only Fools and Horses, what character does Trigger repeatedly call Dave?
Rodney.
On which Mediterranean holiday island would you find the resort of San Antonio?
Oh, Ibiza.
Yeah, Kampala is the capital city of what country?
Pass.
Uganda. In maths, what unit of measurement is abbreviated by the letter CM?
Centimetre.
What C is made of tree bark and is commonly used as a wine bottle stopper?
Cork.
What G is a famous lake between Lombardy and Venetia in northern Italy?
Geneva.
It's Garda. What name is given to a female fox?
Pass.
Vixen, name the loud noise during sleep caused by vibration of the soft palate.
Snoring.
What type of animal is a kingfisher?
Bird.
What Mr. Men character couldn't stop falling over?
Pass.
It's Mr. Bump.
Hey!
Mr. Bump.
Right, it wasn't bad scoring,
not
to be honest.
At all,
it got,
I think.
Just got a little bit sticky towards the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers.
Pretty good going, Andrew, in fairness.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, I blame Jason here beside me, that's fine.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, we all know Jason.
Yeah, we all
Jason's
know Jason.
Rubbish at it.
Useless, that fella.
Useless, I tell you something. If I hear Jason making a mess of it once more, my God, it's unbelievable.
I'll tell you something. Every single day he's behind someone's shoulder.
Oh, he's always getting in the way, isn't he?
Yeah.
Always, I'll tell you. Anyway, listen, the very best of luck. It was a brave effort, Andrew. It didn't quite come off, but sure, who knows, maybe you can have another go at some stage.
Yeah, listen, that's a good crack.
Cheers. Thanks, Andrew. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.